Eretz Yisrael, we'll be holding in Parshas Emor. People that miss, you know, most of the Choshev Shuls have a minyan that they catch up. I don't know what to say that in the yeshiva. Yeshiva also has a second minyan. But I know one of the Choshev Shuls in the area, I know he has a minyan, especially. Davening is 8:10, I'm sure. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Emor el Koyanim bnei Aaron ve'omarto aleihem lenefesh lo yitamer ba'amo. The Choize Milublin, it's a Amor Gevaldik Evort. Emor el Koyanim bnei Aaron. What is the Koyanim bnei Aaron? Aaron is Oyev Shalom v'Roidev Shalom. Oyev Shalom v'Roidev Shalom. V'omarto aleihem, tell them, even that they're busy with Oyev Shalom v'Roidev Shalom, lenefesh lo yitamo be'amov. But don't become friendly with the bad people because of that. A lot of people, they're so busy with peace, with shalom, to be friendly. Chutz from being friendly, all those are very samuter. Emel, akoyanim ne'arim, abo v'omarto aleihem, lenefesh lo yitamo be'amov. This is the way the Choize put it down. I heard once a different nusach, I think it's also true. Some people, they're so busy with peace, but they fight with the whole world. You know, they want to be mashed with that X kind of person, so they will fight with all the other kind of people, because you have to be very mekar of that group, yeah? Have a shul, they want to be mekar of some group. So they fight with all the people that are not mekar of. So they're fighting with everyone, I'll be to make shalom with one person. No, your business to member. He's allowed to be nidma to his mother and his father. Then the pasuk is mamshich. I'm skipping a second. The Kohen Gadol. So the Teres Kohenim asks a kasha. By the Kohen Hedyot it says he's allowed to be nitma to his mother and his father. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be nitma to his father and his mother. Why when it says yes, the Kohen Hedyot is allowed to be nitma, it says he's allowed to be nitma to his mother and father. Mother first. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be nitma to the father and the mother. Zog de Teres Kohenim. The Kohen Hedya, the Chiddush is that he's allowed to be nitma to his mother and even to his father. Why? The mother is Pshita, it's his mother. He came out from his mother's stomach. But the father, who said it's his father? Maybe she was Mazana. Some Chotei Lechazokas. Maybe not. So the Chiddush of the Torah is he's allowed to be nitma to the mother and even to the father. The Kohen Gadol, we tell him he's also to nitma to the father and even to his mother. So by the yes, there's a bigger Chiddush the mother and even the father. By the no, we start the father and even not the mother. Fregin the Lomdim doesn't make sense. Kohen Hedyot is allowed to nitma to the mother and even to the father. Mother for sure. But father maybe is not his father. If it's not his father, he's not a Kohen. If it's not his father, he's not a Kohen. He's vital allowed to be nitma. So what is the Chiddush? If you think he's not his father, he's a Tamayit. Why are you allowed? So we might have to be nit with him. If it's your father, good. If it's not your father, chavada good. Or you say maybe your mother was mezanis tam with someone else, with a different kohen. Not going out to the sugi and ksuvis, zalim yuchas achov. But mother shach. So every Yisrael can be nit with his father. Maybe his mother was mezanis with a kohen. Then we're not choishes that the mother was mezanis with a kohen. So what is the pshat? I'm not sure it's a Rashba, it's a big chidush. That it's called your father, but it could be while you're not sure that it's your father, you're not allowed to be nitva. You know, Bahalocha, you're a kohen. You have to do duch. You're not allowed to go to Masmeis. But while it's not clothed that your father would be a tzad, you're not allowed to be nitva. You know, you're mevazah the kehula. No, I think the kasha is better. Back to the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Koyhanim lo yikrechu korcho beroisho, upeas konom lo yigaleichu." You're not allowed to take off the beard. Ubepsorom lo yisretu sorotas. You're not allowed to scratch. So you're not allowed to make a korcho b'neichem lameis. When someone dies, you're not allowed to shave epis. Someone dies, you're not allowed to scratch. You're not allowed to take off your beard. K'doishi miyu le'elo eloikim. So you know, when you learn Parshas Emor, it sounds that it's a specific halacha for kohanim. Don't scratch. Don't shave, especially kind of shaves. And don't take off your beard. We know that the halacha, everyone is not allowed to take off the beard. And everyone is not allowed to scratch and to shave. Gemara speaks about it in Yevamos Tafei, why it's only. The Rambam states that this halacha is mihilchos avodas kichovim. Shechein hoyo minag kibrei avodas kichovim. The kmorim of the avodah zarah, this is what they did. And the Holocaust, they would make like special scratches. They would take off the beard in special ways. You know. Some pointy beards, yeah. Zog the Maril Diskin, the Givaldik Avot. So why Hashem says, don't do it because you're Kedosh? He said, the Kmorim for Avodah Zarah, they have like a special shave. I'm sure you know, you see it today, like they have like in the middle of the head, like they're interesting. They have like, you know, a very pointy beard, some of them. Why? Because, you know, when in the old days, you know, people didn't have private showers. Everyone went to the mikveh. Hey, only the Tere go to the mikveh, yeah? But nowadays, everyone went to the mikveh. It's the only way to rinse yourself. When you go to the mikveh, you know, you have to take off your clothes. The Kmorei Avodas Kichovim, when they went to the mikveh, they wanted that people will realize that he's the judge, yeah? He's the kohen. So they had special kind of shaving that even when there was no clothes, everyone knew. Now the koimer, now he walks into the water, you know, be mechabed them. Because inside the water, everyone looks the same. You don't see who has a kapota, who doesn't have a kapota, yeah? Inside the water, everyone is the same. Zog HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kedoshim Tiyu Klal Yisrael. You need to look like Klal Yisrael even with outside. Without clothing. It was one of the smartest people in history, was called Aristo. English is almost the same, I don't know. Aristotle, some potatoes inside, yeah? They say they saw him once that he was eating, and he was eating and like the food was splashing all over. They asked him, Aristo, you didn't like an animal? Said, I'm sorry, now I'm not Arister, now I'm eating. Bayhid Nishtar Zazach. Now it's Ben Azmanim. Now I'm in Tzfas. Now I'm playing ball. Yeshivi is Mamish Achoshev at Bocha. When he takes the break Friday afternoon, yeah, he's the most colored clothes, and he behaves like a goy. Now then. Friday night again in Yeshiva, he doesn't talk, Mama Shokel Sach. Then he juggles, he looks like a guy again. A yid has to look a yid the whole time. Kedoshim tiyu. Ki kodesh ani Hashem. We have to see in you without some money. This is the reason avada the mitzvahs for every klal yisrael. It was set specially for Kriyanim, because the Kriyanim were really the people that served Hashem. So they were like in the higher madrig. So they would think, maybe we need a people or not. We're the Kriyanim, I'm the Rosh Yeshiva, I'm the Le. And you know, I remember, I can't say them a lot of people, but I was very close to Reb Chaim Kreisvit. And every place where Reb Chaim Kreisvit went, the year that knew Kolat Erikula, it was a Kodesh Vitor. It doesn't make a difference where you dropped him. And the second, everyone was around him. Everyone was around him. I don't know if you saw it once. Everyone was around him. No one knew who he is. After 2 minutes, who he is, who he is. A choshev, a person, has to be choshev, not because you know that he's choshev. Not because he has a tag that he has a choshev. So this is the reason Hashem gave this special mitzvah. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be nitma to his father and mother. Why? It's not fair. And it's not, Hashem doesn't want Kohanim to be nitma. Say, I'm a Kohen. But to my father and my mother, I'm allowed to. To my brother and my son, I'm allowed to. To my sister that didn't marry someone else, I'm allowed to. Why a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to? It's a bigger Kedusha. It's brought down, the Kohen Gadol, he was considered the representer of Klal Yisrael. Hashem wants that the representer of Klal Yisrael, everyone will feel that he's representing everyone equally. People will say, one second, the Kohen Gadol, he's with Hashem, he can't talk to no one, right? He walks into the room with Hashem, no one is there. Closed doors. But you know, for one people, he takes off his clothing and he with his family. If you're born to the royal family, you're better. And God cares on everyone the same. A man give klali so, remember that. I want to give you the real Musa, but first, I want to give you two stories of the Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech. Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech went for Golos for 3 years to teach himself that every yid is the same. After 3 years, he's coming back to his town. He's walking with his bag from the Golas, and he sees that wagon goes out, and he listens and he hears they say inside, "Was für sein mit Leserke, was für sein, hopefully we'll get to the big doctor before Leserke will die." So he says, "Oh, he's Leserke, now he's coming back, and this is the last thing, was für sein mit Leserke." He's trying to say Tehillim for his Leserke, and he's walking and he sees everyone is talking in town, "Leserke, Leserke." Then he goes over and he finds out that it's Lezik, a different Lezik. Not his son. The tail son. So he said to himself, Rabbi Elimelech, for 3 years every year is the same. And he's saying, he didn't go back home, he went for another 2 years for Golos. They say another story on Rabbi Elimelech. That his avodas Hashem was 12 o'clock at night. He would wake up and he would daven tikkunim and yonim. These were the hours known. So he went to sleep a bit early that he could wake up 12 o'clock. So it was like the 2-3 hours he had to get to sleep. One night was like mamish late. It was left an hour to sleep. He walks into his room and he hears this banging at the door. This lady is knocking. So she can't come in. Yes, come in. She said, my son is going to die. I need to speak to the rabbi. Kitzer. So when he heard that, he said, okay, El Brera, he may have got up. And he davened in Baruch Hashem, you know, the kid became healthy. And the morning after it, Chassidim never knew what happened. He stopped to put on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. It's a pillar by the Chassidim, not putting on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. After 3 weeks, someone told the Rebbe, if you decided that the Chassidim don't have to tell all of us to stop. He said, no, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Ve'ein manichom elo mishu tzadik v'mishu yodua b'chassidusa. This is the Chassidim put it on, it's because not, yeah? Mishu yodua b'chassidusa. He said, when she knocked on the door and I said, "Oi, disturbing my sleep, if my daughter would come and knock and say she needs help for her son, I would yell at her if she would not knock at my door." A lot of times in life, I'm telling you this, cloud, a lot of times in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people positions. Some people get a position to be a Rosh Hashiva. Some people will be a position to be the Gvir. Gvir is the guy that gives tzedakah, yeah? Some has some money and that's just not a position, yeah? Some person gets the position to be the asker. I'm not saying it's a din mipsocho al tisalem, but I'm misalem from this now. Remember the klal and take this key to yourself. The guy that has a position cannot be better for his family through someone else. I'm a marshal, I have a shul, and I'm a raven. So it's not enough seats. Hopefully soon they'll build, there'll be a lot of seats for everyone. It's not enough seats. So people come in, there's nowhere to sit. So I pick up my kids every time. I don't want to sit on the floor. Them are your kids. Why my kids are better from this older man? And even that you're right, maybe, and b'chira, but my kids have to dive in somewhere. So don't be a rav. Cannot be that a person will feel that the person that has the position is people that are closer to him and people that are far away from him. So Hashem doesn't let the Kohen Gadol to nitpet his father. Why, he's the person that walks in, I want to explain, we're so far away from believing in it, so we don't feel even devout. But Klal Yisrael was the Kohen Gadol went in, Lifnaim and Lifnim to daven Yom Kippur. This was like the in by Hashem. Moshe, the Rabbi Baner says, that why a Kohen Gadol can't marry Almana? Because we choshesh, if he's allowed to marry Almana, maybe he will want to marry a lady. So when he walks into Kodesh HaKadoshim, he will think that maybe that husband will die, and like this he could have her. The Kohen Gadol was Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael, Kohen Gadol, Lifnaim v'Lifnim. If people feel that he has his father, his kids, his brother, his family comes first, it's missing what Klal Yisrael has. So b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh that the Kohen Gadol will not be nitma l'meisim bichlal. And it's a big message. It's a big message. I'm not saying a person has to be mean in his family. It's a fine time. He's asking if Klal Yisrael, and Peter, one of his family comes, he cuts the line. Then this one cuts the line, and this one cuts the line. And the Amcha Klal Yisrael feel that this Olam Gadol, these five people are closer from everyone else. It's very important. Bez Hashem, every one of you will get a position. Every one of you will get a position. And remember, to treat everyone the Zel Bezach. Pasuk is Mamshich. Dabar Hashem and Moshe, Ish Mizer Aaron, is not allowed to be Makriv. יבויר עליהם לדרויסיכם כל איש אשר יקרב מכל זרחם אל הקודשים אשר יקדישו בני ישראל להשם ותומוסו יולוב ונכרסו הנפש ההיא מלפונה אני אשר זה מאוד נרשי אל פרש הסמל again אמור עליהם כל איש אשר יקרב מכל זרחם אל הקודשים אשר יקדישו בני ישראל להשם ותומוסו יולוב ונכרסו הנפש ההיא if someone is קודשים בתומו ונכרסו I'm sorry that it's very hot, but Bez Hashem will try to take care of it. V'nichreso. Yochol mitzad letzad. Yiskor da'ayinu z'grashi. Maybe the chorus will be, he will have to leave his neighborhood, his city. Tamad lemar ani Hashem. Mikol mokon. You know, it says chorus all over the Torah. I think how much chorus we have? If you're 20 years old and you don't know how much chorus you have? First Mishnah in Krisis, Lamed Vav Krisis. The meaning is the night you become 20, you learn yourself the Krisis, no? That was a Bach, that was the meaning, I don't know. Because you become a Chayv chorus. So if you stay awake by night, you learn yourself the Krisis. I know, this was the meaning, that was a Bach. Maybe Shiva has a different meaning, I don't know. So, it says, Lamed Vav time Krisus. This time Rashi says, Chorus, Yochol mitzad letzad, to change a bench, change a shear, yeah? Tamalei marani Hashem, it doesn't help. So, there's a famous maise, there was a yid that went to the poets. He had a business deal. It was Chalamoyet. Huge business deal. And when he finished, the poets took out a whiskey and they drank l'chaim. When he came back home, he realized he drank chametz and Pesach. So he didn't know what to do. So he went to the Shoyl Meishi. So the Shoyl Meishi was a real misnagged. But he told him to go to the Dazza Rebbe, it was the Rebbe in Tzoyi, Reb Shmelke. But he told him, but what he tells you to do, you have to ask him why. Listen to what he tells you to do. So he told him, sell your house and move to Eretz Yisrael. He says, I will do that, but you know, the Shlomo Meishi told me that I have to ask the Rebbe why. So the Rebbe said, I will explain to you. It says, three times. First in Eicho it says, Golso Yehuda Me'oini. The Medrash says, Me'oini al she'ochlu chometz v'pesach she'nikro lechem oini. So we see that the Golos is Mechaper. It says another reason, it says, Ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichreso ha'nefesh ha'i. And the trop, and the word v'nichresa nefesh ahi is gershayim. Two lines. Miloshin girush. So it's a remez that you could be yoytze the girush. Came back to the Shalom Meshiv. The Shalom Meshiv told him, it's a givaldi. Kos Yehuda me'oini, lechem oini, gershayim. Listen to the remez. But if you can make me a favor. When you're on the way back, to the way to Eretz Yisrael, stop by Reb Shmelke. Ask him, I found one more time chorus that says Gershayim in our parsha. You'll see it in Shul. Perek Chav Beis Posugimah. Emoir alem ederoisem kol isha shayikah mikrozan kodeshim ashayakir v'yisrael v'tumos v'alo v'nichreso Gershayim. On the way back, he went to the Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, Rabbi Shomesh said to listen to you. But he said that, don't say that it's the only place that it says Gershayim and Chometz. It says here also Gershayim. So he told him, yes, look in Rashi, this is Rashi's Kashe. Yochel mitzad letzad. Talmud Loimah, here it says, Ani Hashem. Here it doesn't help. בכל מוקים שהוא. This is the reason the Teraskanim has the kasha. And Chomez the Teraskanim doesn't have the kasha. Take is a kapore if someone does it b'shergeim, gershaim. But by all, zog the Rashi, yochel mitzad litzad. This is what he answered. There's one revolt that I want to say. I know it's hard to hear it, but again, I'm saying it for the future, for the some of you, the small amount that will not be zeiche, chas v'shalom, to stay and learning all of their life, if it's a small amount. It says in the Pasuk, Pasuk Yudches, very chof beis, Daba bnei Yisrael, ish ish bnei Yisrael, menager b'Yisrael, asher yakrivu korbon la'ashem, asher yakrivu la'ashem la'oilo. Zog Chazal, ish ish, l'rabo is akum, shenoidrim nedobis ki Yisrael. But the Gemara says, akum could only be makriv oilo. If he decides that he wants to bring a korban l'Hashem, we accept it, but it's only oilo. It's a vote that even for myself it's hard to relate it, but it's the Rebbe, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, so we have to say it over. Chaim Volozhiner had a meshulach that would go to collect money for yeshiva. He would go around town. He would bring a nice amount in. One time he went to one of the gvirim, and the gvir told him, listen, I'm planning to give my donation, but I'm not planning to send it anymore by you. I know you take a cut. I want the money to be pure to yeshiva. So, after a month came what we call today FedEx with special donation, even a bit extra, straight to yeshiva. Reb Chaim Volozhiner took the money and sent it back to the guy. I asked him, Rebbe, what is the problem? He says, why Akum is only allowed to be makriv oilo? He said, a yid is makriv shlomim. What is a shlomim? He takes $5,000 and he buys a sheep. They take it to Hashem and they take off his head. And what do they do with the sheep? The Kehanim having a party. Yisrael are having a party. What Hashem got from it? A little bit. Right? What happened? The Kehanim having a party. The Torah says, Hashem doesn't care that the Kehanim have a party, right? This is a yid. He does a mitzvah to Hashem, and if the halacha says that the Kehanim have a party, he's happy with that. A guy will never want to do such a thing. He wants only to give to Hashem. Nothing to the mishulch. I don't want money from a guy. I want money from yid. If the halacha is, and I'm telling you, I can't say that I'm related to this vold yet, but I decided today in the morning when I started to start to work on myself to relate myself to this. If the halacha is that the mishulach is allowed to get, Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you're trying to skip him? Why? This is Hilchot Tzedakah. You give 100, he's allowed to take 49. I'm not going now to the klalim, yes? I'm not saying if it's ichir, it's not the point of the vault that I'm saying. But a lot of us have inside ourselves that kind of hashkafa. We also think like that gvir. It's a shame. So why shlomim is not a shame? This is the way Hashem said it. So Hashem said, the guy collects money, you give tzedakah, and that money is allowed to be divided, that the guy gets a cut. Why care? Why you care? That's if you care, so if I'm, you're a goy. The pasuk is mamshich. V'shmartem es mitzvoisei v'asisei somani Hashem ולא יסחלו לו השם קודשי ונקדשתי בתאריך בני ישראל, אני השם מקדשך. So this is the halacha of chilul Hashem. ולסחלו השם קודשי ונקדשתי בתאריך בני ישראל, אני השם מקדשך. The Ramban brings down that it's one of the most chomodika aveiras that a Yid could do is Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is one of the most chomodika aveiras. And the Ramban brings down that the only way that a person could fix Chilul Hashem is that Alidei Kiddush Hashem. You read the pasuk like this. Ve'leisechalelu Hashem Kodshi V'nikdashti B'teich B'nei Yisrael Ani Hashem. V'lo Yisrechal Elu Hashem Kodshi. And the only way to fix it is V'nikdashti B'teich B'nei Yisrael. So I was a bocher in Ponovich, we had a suffix. Once we were walking in the middle of the night, it was 2 o'clock in the night, and we were speaking and learning. And I'd woke up some neighbors, the neighbor started to yell from the window. I said, it was a chilul Hashem. So in all the mice, there's no kapora. The only kapora is to do kiddush Hashem. So we tried to do stuff. I said, mechila in the morning, flowers. So then we had an eitzah. I would go up on a bus. And I would pay, and the guy would give me a change. Say, I'm sorry, you gave me an extra shekel. It's not true. Kiddush Hashem. Like this, I would go on the bus like 20 times. I did 20 Kiddush Hashems. It's mechapa the chilul Hashem or not? And the shayla, if you could fake Kiddush Hashem. This is the mechapa the aveir. I had an aveir of chilul Hashem. I didn't know what to do. Like, what do you do if you have a chilul Hashem and a mistake? What do? You don't have a chilul Hashem. So I said, Shav is the Eitzah. You go on a bus. I'm sorry, you gave me extra. You walk in the street, you see a fly guy, you drop this 100 shekel. Kiddush Hashem. Sometimes you can make the guy for tool all day. It's not like that, yeah? The Shav is if it's a Muslim of a fake of Kiddush Hashem. I'm not sure. This time I don't do it the whole day because it's Vashekha Tichak. But when I feel it, I have a Chilul Hashem that I have to fix. I fake Kiddush Hashem. I don't, yes, please stop. One first to go to the end of the parsha, if we have time, we'll go back again. ויצא בן איש ישראליס ובן איש מצרי בתוך בני ישראל וינוצו במחנה ויקרא בן איש ישראליס את השם ויקל. רש"י says, what is ויצא בן איש ישראליס ובן איש מצרי? He wanted to park and shave his dog. His mother was one of the only ones that the Mitzrim married here in Mitzrayim. So his father was a guy, his mother was a Yid. And he claimed that he belongs to Shevet Dan. He wanted to put, and they told him, Lebeis Avoisom, they kicked him out. He went to Beis Shel Moshe, Yotzo Chayim. Vayetzim, Eichon Yotzo, Rashi has 3 pshatim. We're going now with a 3rd pshat. Meichon Yotzo, Yotzo Chayim, Beis Dino Shel Moshe. Vayikov, Sashem Vayikala. Yaki Yosi is Yosi, the Gemara says. Frank Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Deshmuz of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. What is the nafkamina that he lost? He lost in the court case by Moshe Rabbeinu. And he cursed. This is what happened. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, this is what he said. Says like this.
דויר המדבור could curse שם השם יאק יויס יס יויס. It's not only cursing a friend in the name of Hashem. It's Yaki Yoisi Yis Yoisi. We're not allowed to say it. Yoisi is the name of Hashem. Yaki Yoisi Yis Yoisi. It's good to be able to say it, yeah? How the Ramidbar comes to such a chet? The answer is like this. A person could serve Hashem, could be a choshevi guy, when everything goes good for him. He could be a choshevi guy when everything goes wrong to him. I saw Gedolei Yisrael that are serving Hashem, and I saw Nebuchs that are serving Hashem. I saw smart that are serving Hashem, and I saw not so smart that are serving Hashem. I saw successful people serving Hashem, and I saw not so successful people. Santa Benechachom, and I saw Pshutayam. I saw well doing and not well doing. Everyone could serve Hashem. And every Yid serves Hashem. But Chaim Shemavit says like this. I will explain it with a mashal. You could have a beautiful vase from glass, crystal, at the table. Will break? You could have the beautiful vase with crystal on the floor. Will break? No. Go to stores, you see shelves on the floor. So why when the vase falls from the table to the floor, it breaks? The floor is not a place that breaks glass. Floor breaks glasses. Table breaks glasses. The bump. The Ben Isha Yisraelis was not expecting to be told for Moshe, get lost. And when he heard, you don't have a place, he got a bang. He fell. ויאמר השם אל מוישה, לך רד כי שיחס עמך, אשר יוצאי זו מארץ מצרים. סורו מהר מן הדרך, עשו להם עגל מסך. סורו חיים של רביץ. He told him what happened. They were doing a midbar, פתאום מוישה is dead, they didn't know what happened. A person in life has to know, and this is the key, and this is also the explanation. Sometimes you don't understand. So hard for you, so hard for you. And they tell you, the other guy doesn't have hands and feet, and he's learning. You're right. His nisayon is bigger than yours. He's used to it already. And the bang. You come to yeshiva, and you know your chavrusa dropped you, and your dira is not available anymore. Your Rebbe doesn't want you back in Shir. You don't know what to do. Life looks coming to an end. You could become that frum overnight. The guy misses a night set in the first week. Yeah? No one wants to look at him anymore. No one wants him to have him in Shir anymore. So the guy could feel lost. It easy. Try next week again. I'm serious. The idea is, Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, people, it's a horror. There's nothing more you could do. People are serving Hashem when they're on the floor. Yeah, but Balabadim that learned for an hour a day. What happens? A bocher comes, he's very sharp. And then he misses the first round. Not what he was planning. I'm saying now easy. Not what he was planning. Finish him out. Finish. This man is like last month. So this is the kech itzahor. He wants to give you the clap. The pasuk is teaching us how a guy in doira midbar anoni milemalo Hashem is on top, sides up, down, all over. Open your mouth and to be mekalav b'smeshuga. Hashem et kiras yamsuf abuda onan abuda eshu. Who are you starting up with? Who are you starting up with? Who are you starting up with? The answer is you're right. But he was not expecting that Moshe Rabbeinu would not tell him that he could stay. Such a clap, he couldn't handle it. A person has to learn in life. When it's hard, when you feel there's a clap, go over to a Rebbe and give him a hand. Go over to a friend and give him a hand. Pat him. Pat the bank. Don't let the bank. The bank has a koyach to make you to lose everything. And I want to tell you, it's from A to Z. A person could lose two childs in one shot. It's over. A person could lose his money overnight. And it's over. I had a poor person, but he just doesn't know what to do with himself. But it's the same thing, not in big banks, in small banks. Bachar decided this money is very sharp. He takes a nap that afternoon at 6 o'clock. He doesn't know what to say to Shmuel Friedman, but finish. You know what? So he decides he's not feeling good. You know that you decide you're not feeling good. I was also a Bachar, yeah? No, not to cheat. You cheat yourself. It's like a headache. So what happened? You sleep till the night. You're not going to the night center. You're not feeling it, right? Then tomorrow morning, you're ready, after not resting in the afternoon, not sleeping by night, getting up late, you decide it's ready. You know, you already got sick from yourself, yeah? So morning you say you're ready, also you're not feeling good. So before you know, it's over. What? It was a bank. You don't know how to handle the bank. I fell. I'm sorry I fell. I'm back on. That is the key. Guys do so much stupid things because it's a bank. Sometimes Shlomo says, do call the Yitzchak. Is it Yitzchak that is called? I don't have a kayak to learn. It's too hard. My friends, my dogs, my... Is it Yitzchak? All of us have the Yitzchak. But it's all the whole time wants to make you to fall. He gives you this bump that you're not expecting. You're not expecting, you don't know what to answer. It's 6 o'clock in the afternoon, you just don't know what to answer. First thing, you turn to the other side. Because you can't face it. He didn't know what to answer. He doesn't know where to be now. He was not expecting, he was fighting with everyone. I'm allowed to be here. You're not allowed to be here. It's Leopard Hoisin, they call it. So he starts to do mistakes. Bachar gets up late in the morning. Friday, forget about Ben Azmarin. Wakes up, it's 9 o'clock. Okay, so it's Krishna. He dives in his room. He didn't expect it. He finishes the diving, it's really 10 o'clock, he doesn't know what to do. Finish. Something happened, nothing happened. You had a bump. You say sorry to yourself, and you carry on doing. So it's a double thing. It's one thing is sometimes the shocking of the bang. And I'm telling you, if you're not ready for it, in life, it's the whole time the same. That I met today in the morning, he gave me so much chizuk. I was a bachur in yeshiva. I was saying, come on, I'm not saying details because I don't want people to chab. And he had his hard times. And then I got a phone call that his brother, you know, was found dead in the house from his own gun. Didn't know who shot. Maybe someone else used it and shot him or not. Another story. And I knew it's the end of this boy. It's the middle of the night. I remember I ran. I managed to get him in the middle of the night to sit near him before he heard the message. Organize him. Be with him, not to get shocked from the bank. I knew he would go off completely. His other brother went off the derech because of that. Finish. Everything was just to be with him. I met him today, such a successful person. And everything. I'm just not saying because I don't want it. We managed when he had the hardest time just to catch it. Just to catch it, to be with him. To catch it. As I'm saying, everyone has hard times in life. You wake up late, have a seder, Bochel decides he's starting his man shtank. It doesn't have to be such a way. He comes 5 minutes late to shir, he can't get in. It's late. So he doesn't have a shir. No, so upset, so angry, this is it. He's out of the yard. So he goes somewhere and he comes in. So. Remember, is any starting? Nothing happened. I'll manage to get over it, and then you move ahead. Like this, Blessed Hashem, you'll have said.